So how can you do it so it really is going to stack up? Well, my suggestion is first turn off Excel and think about these five steps in every business model, these five elements in every business model. Your revenue model, your gross margin model, your operating model, your working capital model, and your investment model. Every business model is comprised of these five elements. So I want to set those elements aside and talk a bit about a process to get you there. And I want to use the story of a company that you know very well, and it's the story of Apple. What was Apple 10 years ago? What did they make? PCs, computers, right? Really cool computers. Yeah, great interfaces, nicely designed. But there were a couple problems, right? They weren't making any money. And their market share in the PC business was how big? About that big, right? Low single digits. Steve Jobs has a problem. And Steve said, well, if I'm going to transform my company, I'm going to have to find somebody else with a problem and see if I can solve that problem. The somebody else he found was the music industry. And did they have a problem? They had a big problem, right? What was the problem? You all know it. It's on your PCs. Napster, right? So everybody's downloading music, and they're not paid for the music. I think they call that theft in some places. But so the music industry has a pretty big problem, right? Who else has a problem? The artists, right? Because they wrote and performed the music. And are they getting paid? No, they're not getting paid either. So Steve Jobs says, I've got a big problem here. I think Apple's skills would be well suited to solving this problem. But let's see, is there any evidence that there might be a business model here that would work? So Steve looked for a couple of things. He said, well, has anybody done anything like this before? Well, actually, Sony had. It's called the Walkman. And 300 million people had bought Sony Walkmans. Is there a market for portable music? Pretty clear, there is. Is there a market for music one tune at a time downloaded off the internet? Pretty clear, 26 million Napster users at the time doing exactly that. So Steve says, I think there's a business here where there's a real market. But there were some key questions that he had to address. The way he addressed them was to think about first, what are these companies that have gone before? So Napster was one on the software side. Sony was one on the hardware side. Then there are what Randy and I call anti-logs. Those are companies that have gone before you that you want to not copy because what they've done isn't what you want to do, maybe because it didn't work very well. There was an MP3 player already on the market before the iPod called the Diamond Rio. It is the... Anybody here have a Diamond Rio before I insult you? Yeah, there's one. Is it true that it's the single clunkiest, least user-friendly device ever known to man? You figured it out. You're probably a PhD, but it's a pretty clunky device. There were also sites, Press Play, Music Play, but they all had just a limited selection of tunes. They didn't have a wide selection of tunes. So Jobs said, okay, there are these analogs and anti-logs. I can learn from those, but at some point there are going to be a couple of leaps of faith, and those are the things that if I'm wrong about them, my business isn't going to work, but if I can test them and find out they hold true, then maybe I've got a business. The key leaps of faith for Steve Jobs were two. One, will the music industry go along? And two, will people actually pay some amount greater than zero to download their tunes? To the first leap of faith, he called Don Henley. Don Henley's the lead, is the drummer for the Eagles, the rock group. And Steve said, Don, we're doing this iTunes thing, and we like all your library, and we want to sell it one tune at a time. Will you play ball? Don Henley says yes. He calls some other artists. They, too, says yes. Who do you think he calls next? The music companies. You guys have a problem. I think I have a solution. And by the way, your artists kind of like my solution. Will you play ball? So they did. So that leap of faith was resolved. The key question, though, was anybody going to pay 99 cents for a tune? And there was only one way to find out. That one way was launch the iTunes site. And on day one, they sold, anybody know how many tunes? 1.4 million tunes. Would that be a good first day for your business? Not too bad, right? Okay. So what's the process look like to make things happen once you've got this idea and fleshed it out? Well, it looks like getting some analogs and antilogs from which you can draw both concepts and numbers to figure out if this is really going to work. And figuring out what are those unarticulated assumptions, the leaps of faith that really aren't proven, and finding a way to go test those quickly and inexpensively. Here's what Jobs likes to say about this process. He says we can look at artists, and this is what artists do all the time. They just steal from each other. And Apple actually does that too, right? Sometimes they get sued, but that's what they do. So that's the process.